Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends. What does it feel like to face your assassin? This is the story of Virginia Prodan, who grew up and practiced law in Romania during the rule of leader Nicolae Ceaușescu's brutal communist regime. A story of God's sustaining power, justice, and how he moved mightily through a woman whose faith in Jesus is unflinching. In the determined words of Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah 50 verse 7, Virginia has set her face like flint. We push the pause button here, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, just to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program. Well, dear friend, it's to lead you to Jesus, to share how the love of Jesus Christ makes a difference in the lives of people. I'm talking about the love of Jesus so strong that he died on the cross for your sins and mine. He was buried, yes, but 3 days later he rose again from the grave and offers God's hope to you. Will you turn to Jesus? Will you turn from your way to God's way? That's called repentance, and that's our prayer. And my friend, if you already know the Lord, we believe this will be an inspiration to you. Virginia Prodan graduated from Bucharest Law School in Romania with her Juris Doctor degree, or JD, and also earned both a Juris Doctorate and Master of Laws, the LLM, degrees from SMU Law School in Dallas, Texas. She is the author of the best-selling book, Saving My Assassin. She has three adult children, Anka, Andrea, and Emmanuel. Virginia, welcome to our show.
Thank you so very much for having me, Dr. Danny.
Well, we talked about growing up in Romania. What was it like for you in those early years?
When I speak now about how was my life growing up in socialist Romania, lots of people should pay attention because some of the similarities with what we see around right now in America will come up. I remember maybe my earliest, you know, notes or remembrances by the time I was six. I remember my parents being politically correct outside of home. Unfortunately, nowadays, I don't have to explain to American people what politically correct means. They understand. And my parents will just give up their rights and being silent, just agreeing with the government. To make sure that they will keep their job, they will not be singled out by the government. But inside of our home, I heard them whispering how horrible the government they believe it was, and the fact that they believe that tomorrow the government will come with even more request for them to give up their rights. So as a young person, I noticed on one side, on one part of my heart, it was an insecurity. I knew that my parents will not protect me, and I knew that for government, I didn't count. But on the other hand, I felt a fire in me, a desire to find the truth about why many adults around me knew the truth, but they were fearful to speak up the truth, and how to find the truth and live a life not like them, but being strong and courageous and speaking up the truth.
Virginia, when you talk about being strong and courageous, especially this fire inside you as a child, were there any influences, any people that influenced you strongly in those early years?
I will say yes, in a positive and negative way. We were a small family, but we kept a tradition for many years. We had annual reunion with our small family, and I noticed in my family that we have lawyers, and inside of home our relatives will group around those lawyers and ask questions, and they will have the answer, but they were not courageous to speak in public or speak up. So they influenced me in a sense that as a child, I thought, oh, I found the way. I'm going to go to law school, but because I will learn the truth. But I will speak up for the truth. So that was the influence that that was important in my life at that time. I will point it out later on that there were some other people that influenced my life, because at that time I didn't know God, but now I know, and we can look back and say God had a plan for my life, and he put all those people for a reason to guide me, and he will put people in your life too. And also I want to point out to your audience, each one of us having life moments when we say, we see something around and we say, oh, this is not right, needs to be changed. Well, pay attention, because that might be your mission. That might be what God put on your heart, and also the skills and talents that he put to use to make that change. Don't wait for others.
Well, your life certainly exemplifies your awareness, and the awareness coupled with a tenacity to follow through, but again, centered now in Christ. So I asked Virginia, how did you in Romania become a believer in Jesus Christ?
Well, I went to law school, and when people read my memoir, Saving My Assassin, and you can find the memoir at my website, virginiaprodanbooks.com/product/book, you will find out that as I decided to go to law school, you will discover the difference between going to law school in a socialist country and in a capitalist country. I don't have time to explain, but as I went to law school, I graduated in four years from law school, and I studied very hard. And I always believed that I'm going to find the truth in those law books. I started to work maybe a year or something, close to 2 years. And every single morning, I will wake up full of enthusiasm and thinking today is going to be the day when I will find the truth and speak up for the truth. And after a year and a half or 2 years practicing, one day I returned to my office, very discouraged. I put my briefcase on my assistant desk, and I said to her, I can't find the truth. I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. And she looked up at me like, you are dreaming. Where have you been? And she gave me three files and said, there are three clients that will come to see you this afternoon, and one is in your office. And as I walk in my office, I recognize the client that was in my office. He was, I had been working with him for a year or something. So I knew him very well. In fact, I knew him as a person who always had joy in a joyless land and peace in a peaceless land and hope and everything. And as I look at him, thinking inside of me, where can I find the truth? Why cannot I find the truth? I look at him and I heard myself saying, I wish I had in my life what you have in your life. And he looked at me and said, do you go to church? And I remember staring at him and thinking, I knew you are crazy, because many times I thought he was crazy with that kind of joy and peace that he had. But he wrote something on a piece of paper and gave it to me and said, this is the address to our church. Would you come to our church this Sunday? And I heard myself saying, yes. I mean, that was the most dangerous thing that you know, someone would have said at that time. A few months before, the dictator declared himself God and required all of us to worship him. So I didn't know what to expect in that church, but the next Sunday I was in his church. And then I heard the gospel and I understood that Jesus Christ is the truth. And Jesus Christ put on my heart the desire to find the truth, him. And also I understood that his mission on my life was to defend Christians and human rights cases.
Defending Christians and human rights cases. Virginia, what was the name of that man who was in your office who invited you to church?
Michael. His name was Michael.
Michael, a messenger from the Lord.
Yes.
Bringing hope to Virginia Prodan. You can find out more about Virginia and her book, her best-selling book, Saving My Assassin, at virginiaprodanbooks.com. When we come back from our break, you're going to hear more from her. Does she have a message for children who grow up feeling left out? There's a person by the name of Nestor also who played an important role in her life. That and more, again, Saving My Assassin, that's her best-selling book, Virginia Prodan, virginiaprodanbooks.com. You'll hear more from her when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life.
James 3:13 says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
Hear me calling. You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
As a young attorney under Nicolae Ceaușescu's brutal communist regime, Virginia Prodan spent her entire life searching for the truth. When she finally found it in the pages of the most forbidden book in all of Romania, she accepted God's call to defend fellow followers of Christ against unjust persecution. You can read her book, Saving My Assassin, find it at virginiaprodanbooks.com. Again, virginiaprodanbooks.com. Hey, look, if you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment, this podcast is available for you at drdanny.live. Virginia, do you have a message for children who grow up feeling left out?
Yes, and it's easier for all of us to look back. I grew up as a slave for the family that I grew up in for 17 and a half years. I was always told that I don't belong, and I was there to serve them. I didn't go to vacation with them and everything. But looking back, first of all, God was not asleep during that time. He did not create that, but he allowed that to happen in my life in order to build in me the strong character, the work ethics, and the courage that I needed to have to confront a cruel dictator. God can take all your pain and suffering and make them, or misery, and make them your ministry. Because of that, I was able to confront a dictator who considered me an enemy of the state, considered that I don't belong there in Romania, considered me that I have to close my mouth and not do what God asked me to do. So my message is, bring your pains and suffering. You can't change your past. Don't live in your past. Bring your past to God and forgive people who harm you, and ask the Lord to change that pain into your power. Change that misery into your ministry, and your life will never be the same. You will reach people and change. God will change you, and through you, God will change many people. God changed through me Romania from a socialist country to a democratic country. What an amazing job. I didn't do that, but I gave my pain and my suffering and everything that it was more than impossible to me, to God, and he did amazing things. Be a tool in God's hands, because I was and I am just a tool in God's hands, and he can do amazing things. Rise up from victim in God's hands to victor.
Victim to victor in God's hands, a timely word, Virginia. Thank you for sharing that. What role did a person named Nestor play in your life?
He is the one who shared the gospel with me, and he is the one who was the person that God put on my heart, on my path, to know Christ and to be what he created me to be. God will put people in your life that will guide you and use them for his glory. So pay attention to those people. God can speak through you, through the Bible, to the Holy Spirit, to nature, to people, to circumstances. So when people come in your life, pay attention. They might be messengers of God's guidance and directions in your life. They might be for a short period of time, but that might be a very powerful time in your life. Also, make sure that you are a tool in God's hands, and you can be a powerful tool in somebody's life that God wants to change them, and through them, a nation.
Through them, a nation. The words, "I have decided to follow Jesus." Virginia Prudhon, what do those words mean to you?
For a very long time being here in America, it was hard for me to sing the song in English. I used to singing in Romanian, and I had to cry all the time. I remember singing in church in Romania, surrounded by secret police, knowing that on the way home from the church, they will be following me and they can kidnap me. They haven't done it several times, or even kill me. But that was a powerful song. At that time in Romania, I did not cry. I realized God gave me the power not to cry, and I didn't want the secret police to see me crying. But the words are very powerful, and it's a commitment. Christ made a commitment. He died for my life, and he wants me to make a commitment to follow Christ no matter the circumstances. And when those commitments are united, there is no, in fact, Proverbs 21:30 says, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Christ already made the commitment. The song, as we sing, as we say, it's another commitment, and that unites us with Christ. And no power on earth can separate us from Christ, and no power on earth can make us victims. We are victors no matter the circumstances.
Why do you believe God called you to write Saving My Assassin?
God called me to write, in fact, God wrote his story in my life long before I scribed it into my memoir, Saving My Assassin. My tongue, it's a pen of a skillful writer, God. And he wanted me to encourage people all over the world, not only in America, but all over the world, to see and understand that God performed amazing miracles in a woman under 5 feet tall, 82 pounds in Romania. And he can perform amazing things in everybody's life. All he wants from us is obedience. And if you obey God, he will change you. He will change your circumstances. He will change your business. He will change your life and the life of the country you live. We live in America, and I believe when he changes America for freedom, he changes the entire world. I hope, and I heard from so many people, not only in America, saying that some of them will say they read the book and they accepted Christ. Others will say, you encouraged me so much and you gave me tools and how to move from victor to victim under the current circumstances in America. And I hope. There were two things that I had in mind. One was for everyone who never lived in a socialist country to be able to understand, as I am taking the reader by hand and walk with me from the age that I was six to leaving Romania in 1988, to understand how life in socialist works. And also the second reason I wrote my book is because I want my readers, when they finish the book, to say, I understand socialists. And the second one for them to say, I want her God to be my God. And I heard it from so many people, because I believe by writing it, I was obedient to the Lord, and he uses Saving My Assassin to change many lives.
You're listening to Virginia Prodan. Virginia had literally faced her assassin and has lived to tell about it. She writes about it in her book, Saving My Assassin. You will be inspired by her confidence and courage in the Lord, by her desire to share God's love, as we can hear that in her voice. She even shared it with the man who was hired to kill her. VirginiaProdanBooks.com. When we come back from our break, more from Virginia. A woman of the scriptures. She loves the Lord. She loves the word of God. She oozes with the scriptures as the Word of God has been living in and through her as she lives out her faith for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Saving My Assassin, VirginiaPradonBooks.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a program that was born out of prayer. The Spirit of Christ guides us through prayer, empowers us through prayer, and provides for us through prayer. There are mighty things that the Lord is doing in the Northeast, across the United States, and around the world. Would you like to be a part of God's work through The Good Life with Dr. Danny? Visit drdanny.live. Dr. Danny invites you to join his prayer team. Each month, you will receive a letter updating you on some of the behind-the-scenes developments, prayer requests, along with a devotional that Dr. Danny writes to encourage you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Join the prayer team today and make an eternal difference in people's lives. Visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Virginia Prudhomme's compelling story of courage in the face of intimidation and even death on behalf of others is a testament to her unwavering faith in a God who delivers. You're listening to The Good Life radio program, VirginiaProdonBooks.com. That's how you can get her book, Saving My Assassin, VirginiaProdonBooks.com. Virginia, share with us one of your favorite scriptures.
I don't have a favorite one. All of them are very important to me, and all of them have a powerful influence in my life. But I will just say a few of them. The Proverbs 21:30 I mentioned, there is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Remember that you are a conqueror in Christ. Don't believe the lies of evil one who makes you a victim. The other one is 1 Chronicles 29:12. Wealth and honor come from God. You are the ruler of all things. In God's hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. And the other one is John 14:14. It says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. God is on your side and for you every single minute. If you feel it or not, if you notice or not, God is on your side. As long you remain on your side, remember Psalm 91, you will be more than a conqueror.
Virginia, when you titled your book, Saving My Assassin, tell us what happened.
Well, as I started to defend Christian and human rights cases, not only my clients were a target, but I became a target. I was arrested, tortured, placed under house arrest, and the dictator was so furious because from what I was doing, unknown to me at that time, I was exposing him to the entire world. I didn't know at that time what God was doing. I knew that he was always ordering to arrest me, to torture, to place me under house arrest. But unknown to me, I found out later on when I came to the United States, many of my cases became part of United Nations reports and part of United States reports on human rights violation in Ceausescu's Romania. And for that reason, dictator was very, very upset and he wanted to kill me. He tried everything to torture me, to arrest, to put me under house arrest, but he decided to do what he called the perfect plan. So he sent a client to my office, the assassin. And because my home and my office were full of microphones, the government knew everything about my whereabouts. So the assassin came really late in afternoon, exactly when my assistant had only the time to introduce him to my office, and she left for the day. The minute that he heard my assistant closing the door, he pulled his jacket, took his gun, and pointed to my face, screaming, "I'm not your client, I'm here to kill you." And he was so joyful, I was shocked. But he explained to me that by killing me and by doing this job, he will become number one in dictator's army, Securitate Army. I was fearful. He was 6'10" foot tall, like a football player. He had a gun at my face. I was under 5 feet tall, 82 pounds. There was no way for me to run and escape. He started to scream and continue to say how he's going to kill me. My knee was shaking. My heart was in my ear. I thought that that was the minute that I would die. But I also heard in all of this the whisper of God, share the gospel with him. And I shared the gospel with him, word by word from the Bible, because we didn't have Bibles in Romania. So when we had one Bible, we memorized the gospel, wrote down Bible verses and so forth. So it was very easy for me to share the gospel with him. He put the gun down, noted several times, and his shoulder relaxed, and at the end he accepted Christ. And I have to say that years later, in a year or two after that, I left Romania. President Ronald Reagan gave us a special visa to come to United States. And like you said in the beginning, I learned English because I didn't know any English. I knew 5 languages. I learned English. I went to SMU Law School and I opened my own law firm. And one day, 20 years after or less after I left Romania, in my office, a new client came. He had a case. He explained it to me. And after he explained the case, he was very frustrated. He looked straight into my eyes and said, "Virginia, don't you recognize me?" And I thought, who is this man? And he showed me his Securitate ID. And I realized that I was in front of my assassin, that he was my assassin years early in Romania. So I thought that for a few seconds, I relieved that moment. And then we started to share what God is doing in our lives. And I shared with him that I'm writing my book. And he asked me to let him write a chapter in my book. And today you will read not only my writing and my memoir, but also his chapter and what God is doing in his life. Only God can do this, because God has a plan for every single life. He had a plan for my life. He is still writing his plan in my life. He had a plan for my assassin, and he has an amazing plan for your life. If you put your life in God's hands, you will be amazed at what God can do in your life. Yeah, if you read also my assassin chapter in my book, Saving My Assassin, you will realize how amazingly he explained that as a young person, he was mesmerized by the lies of socialists about free stuff, free things, how socialists captured him and his soul and transformed him into a monster in order to climb the hierarchy of the socialists. And he will go to people's houses when they will be at work and plant evidence that will make them, that will help him later on to go in their homes and arrest them. Many times he will make those people disappear or kill them without any day in court and so forth. But he also explains how God changed his life and how God redeemed his life. So I hope you enjoy reading his chapter, and I hope you also understand that in life we have only one enemy, and that is the evil one. Real people are only slaves, like my assassin was, in evil intent, that God wants to use us to show love to those people so the Holy Spirit can bring them back to Christ. What an amazing job God is giving us. And I hope you take that seriously in your life too.
When you wrote the chapter about meeting your assassin, I'm talking about when he came into your law office the first time with bad intentions, evil
yes.
intentions. You describe how that encounter, and you describe it in detail. Share a little bit with our listener here how you saw his posture change as you began to share the gospel.
Like I said, first of all, he was so violent, screaming, and even enjoying sharing with me how he's going to kill me and how he's going to raise up to a highest level in the army of the dictator. And he believed that. I believe that he will kill me. I remember as I shared the gospel with him, word by word, not my own word, word by word, I noticed that he was melting under God's power. And that changed his attitude from trying to kill me to accepting Christ. It was a miracle. And I believe when we obey God, we are able to see those miracles. It was very fascinating to me to read his chapter and to hear from him how he felt when I started to share the gospel with him. The power of God's words over his soul. You will be absolutely amazing. I will tell you just one secret. When he was in my office in Dallas, Texas, after 20 years, at the end, he shared with me that his son, he has a granddaughter, his first granddaughter, and his name, he said, is Virginia in my honor. So I was very, very grateful for his attitude and how the Lord changed a person from a killer to a person who, and what he's doing today and his family and his kids, they all are following Christ. It's absolutely amazing. God calls us to impossible jobs for us to see his power in us, the miracles, and also for the entire world to see that God is real, God is full of love, God is merciful, and God offers salvation to every single soul. And for us to be involved, in imperfect people, to be involved in a work of a perfect God, there is no better job that we can have on this planet. It's an honor and a privilege, even if that honor and privilege comes with suffering and pain and persecution and all that comes with persecution. There is joy in everything that God is doing in us and through us.
I will encourage you, dear friend, to read Virginia's book, Virginia Prudhon's book, Saving My Assassin. I read it. I was pulled through the book held captivated by the story from the opening page. Really, when you hear the way she describes the encounter, but also going back to her life, her childhood, things that when you read about it, you relate with those experiences, though you might not have lived in Romania, from a human standpoint, from a human experience perspective. You will connect with her, you will connect with her story, and it will encourage you, inspire you, and also, I believe it will strengthen you in ways that God will use to be one who builds your family, your friends, your humanity, your world, for the grace and glory of God. When we come back, you're going to hear in our final segment, as we normally do, hear Virginia Prudhan not only encourage us, as she has throughout this entire program, but a time of prayer. She does have the gift of exhortation. You can tell that for sure. But a ministry of prayer. She is a woman of prayer and a woman of faith. And we need such people in our lives. And they are gifts from God. More from Virginia Prudhan, virginiaprudhanbooks.com. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Evangelism can be likened to an exquisite pearl necklace. In order for the necklace to be complete, each pearl is carefully strung on, one at a time. Only after the last pearl is strung will the clasp be attached. Most people are convinced that the apex of evangelism is in being that figurative clasp, leading someone to trust Christ. In reality, there would be no need for a clasp without any pearls being strung. Which is more important, the pearls or the clasp? They all are. Not everyone can be a clasp all the time. But in evangelism, you can always be a precious pearl.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think there are many people who have stared the barrel of a gun in the face. And certainly not from a woman who is under 5 feet, 82 pounds, looking up in the barrel of a gun from a 6'10" man who is maniacal in that moment of craziness. She says she was shaking in her knees were shaking in her boots is what I was going to say. And God gave her, in the midst of what would be the most fearful moment for anyone, the courage to share the gospel. And the gospel and the power of the gospel melted away the anger of the maniac crazed to one who humbled himself to Christ. You're saying, Danny, what are you talking about? I'm tuning in right now. Who are you speaking of? What is this scenario that you're describing? It's from Virginia Prudhan, her story, and the story written in the book, her memoirs, Saving My Assassin. In fact, her assassin, who was saved, actually writes a chapter in that book. You can find that book at virginiaprudhanbooks.com. Her story was written about, and she has been interviewed by Heritage Foundation, BBC Radio, CBN, Heritage Action for America, Glenn Beck, Point of View, Family Life, Dr. James Dobson, Virginia Prudhan. She's with us today. Virginia, what would you say to someone who is going through a very difficult time right now?
I will say, remember from my story that hard time and evil people in your life are just temporary. I fought against a dictator who believed that he had power, money. He was able to lie to the world before I exposed him. Dictator Ceausescu is dead, and I'm alive. And for 30-something years, I speak around the world and share God's story in my life. Do not look at the enemy that wants you to leave and to look at the circumstances. Put your head up, look at God, and He is in control. He is sovereign. He is sovereign even over the enemy. He allows the enemy, the evil one, to have a temporary time that our faith and your faith will grow and God will perform miracles in your life.
You mentioned that through Ronald Reagan, a pathway was open for you to come to America. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned you have three adult children. How did your family work through with you through this time of transition and this time of healing and this time where your lives were in a transformational position?
Do you mean here in America?
Yes.
When we came to America, we came as a family, my husband and two kids, and I was pregnant with my son. And shortly after that, my husband left us. So I found myself in a foreign country, no money, no English, with two girls under 10 years old and a newborn baby. But God never left us. And I learned English, not as fast as my girls. I went back to law school, this time in Dallas, Texas. I opened my law firm. I wrote a book. I speak all over the world because God is always the one who gives us the victory under any circumstances. I raised three kids. My first daughter graduated from SMU like me. My second daughter from Harvard Law School, and my son from United States Air Force Academy. And all three of them are following Christ. America is the best country in the world. It's time for us to recognize the beauty and the freedom that America is giving us and treasure that freedom and not destroy, but fight for that freedom and give that freedom that we receive and we enjoy for so many years, give it as a gift to the next generation. Because our relationship with Christ, our walk with Christ, will affect generations to come. And it's our job and our responsibility to shine for Christ, no matter the circumstances. And I believe in American people. I watch the American people from overseas in Romania, and I watch it for 30 years here in the United States. And there are so many things that are changing in America, not in a positive way, but I really believe in the resilience of American people. After all, as Americans, I am an American citizen now. As Americans, we brought freedom, Christ, and prosperity to people all over the world. Today, it's our responsibility to bring freedom, Christ, and prosperity back to America and for generations to come. And in Christ's power and with God's guidance, yes, we can do it.
Virginia, pray for our listener today, who our listeners may be in various situations. They might be in a very tight spot. But your word of your family and how you came even through even more difficult times as you moved here to America. But pray for that dear person who is going through this trying moment now with a prayer of uplift and encouragement.
I will pray Psalm 44:7. I love to pray God's word. Lord, you give us victory over enemies. You put our adversary to shame. So I pray, Lord, that we will be able, and that person who is in a hard situation today will be able to see and to give the circumstances to you, that they will see victory over their enemies, the evil one. And the fact that you, God, in your power, you will put the adversary to shame. Psalm 44:7. And I also love to pray Daniel 9:19. Oh, Lord, listen. Oh, Lord, forgive. Oh, Lord, hear and act. For your sake, oh, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. I pray, Lord, for America. I pray for every single person that is under hard circumstances. They will lift up their heads. They will look up to you, the giver of life, the one who can make us more than conquerors, the one who we bear your name because of Christ's sacrifice. You love us more than we can imagine. We are precious on your side. So help us to see your power. Help us to act, to be doers of your word, and help us to be a shining star in Christ's power in us, that others might be encouraged. Many will accept you as their Lord and Savior. And because of our action and standing up on your values and your principles, you will heal us and you will heal the land, our America. We praise you and we honor you that everything is possible with you. We love you, Lord. Help us to love you more. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Virginia, when I think about you and when I hear you speak, I'm reminded of that some people who experience suffering in life have this urge to run away from God. They have a desire to point at God and despise God because of the suffering. But you're different. There's a drawing close to God, a hunger for God, a fire for the Lord in the midst of all that you've been through. And you continue to point to Jesus and you honor him. And that kind of faith, that kind of faithfulness speaks to me. And I believe it speaks to our listeners today. So, Virginia Perdon, thank you for sharing your precious time with us and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything that you are doing, Dr. Danny.
Courageous words, indeed, from Virginia Perdon. You can get her book, Saving My Assassin, at virginiaperdonbooks.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And I believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, as Virginia does so well. And if you haven't done so, this may be that moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to drdanny.live. I've got some resources for you there. If you'd like to join our prayer team or partner with us financially, again, drdanny.live, and I thank you in advance. Psalm 56, verse 3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Virginia Perdon, virginiaperdonbooks.com. Until next time, along with my producer, David Nasora, creative director Brian Torres, web designer Shayna Kusumoto, and guest coordinator Jan Yi, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, may God richly bless you with The Good Life.